Now in stage 7, he's going to finish the whole thing. This is the final stage. This is the time during which the child ideally has learned how to produce every consonant there is and every vowel there is. Now I know that the typically developing child doesn't necessarily reach this point by the time he's learned all his consonants and vowels, and certainly the speech impaired child doesn't attain this level after having learned all his consonants and vowels. But these are the things that will finish off the process and make his speech completely intelligible. These are the most advanced skills, and by this time we're certainly into traditional articulation therapy techniques, and we're into phonological therapy techniques. At this point, the child should have very little to learn about his speech mechanism. He has very little to learn about respiration anymore. He's pretty much learned it all. He has very little to learn about phonation. He's pretty much learned that all too. He doesn't need to learn velopharyngeal control anymore. Certainly he learned that back during the very first stage. And he doesn't need to learn articulatory control to the level at which he's had before. But what he does need to learn is how to do advanced sequencing. And if at any time before until now, the term sequencing is highly applicable here. This is where a child learns to transition easily from one sound to another and do it in an advanced way. He's been learning this process of sequencing all along. Sequencing certainly begins way back during the preparing stage when the child, remember, in the preparing stage, he's learning to differentiate between oral and nasal sound, and he does so by practicing sounds like this. Now that is a sequence of sound, certainly, a very primitive one. He also learns to sequence during the oscillation stage. This is his big period of sequencing practice, where he learns jaw babbling, silent sequencing, lip babbling, tongue babbling, classic babbling, and advanced babbling. That's all sequential work. He also learns to sequence during the solidifying stage, where he goes from consonants and vowels to consonants back and forth in simple syllable constructions. He's also learning to sequence as he advances by jargoning and word jargoning and whispering and so forth. This level of sequencing that we're talking about at stage 7 is the final aspect of sequencing, where now we're sequencing specific consonants and vowels in specific ways that represent the phonological patterns of English. But again, I think children learn these skills in specific ways by learning specifically how to perform certain action skills.